Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about eBay, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey, Jill, you know, we've sold... Hi.
Hi. What was... That's the name of a movie, right? The exact title?
Was that
a Western?
Yeah, it was a Western.
Okay, thank you.
So, you know, we've sold thousands of properties on eBay over the years, and, you know, I feel super qualified, actually, to discuss this topic. And so I bet we can actually have, like, an informative show rather than just you and I bantering and venting about life.
This is a good topic. This is a great topic, and it comes up now and then. I even had a new member yesterday asking me, you know, if that's my number one thing. And I thought, great question. It's not our number one. Once upon a time, it was. So I was going to talk about eBay then, eBay now, and the future of what I see with eBay.
Yeah, let me give a little background first. You know, this is how this all started. Mm-hmm. If you get the free ebook, I know I talk about it a little bit in the ebook. I know in the program, all of chapter one is devoted to how this whole crazy thing started. But I bought a piece of property on eBay from my coffee table a lot of years ago in 1999, I think, and dressed it up, changed the maps, cleaned it all up, and sold it for twice as much. And so I said to myself, you know, there's something to this. So we obviously made it into an institutional company. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, times have changed. And I still think it's a fantastic way to sell property and generate money really consistently. But there's a little bit more work involved these days because customers seem to have changed. But thousands and thousands of properties we sold, and we still sell property on there every month.
That's the thing. Back then, when eBay was new and exciting, I mean, that was the place. You know, it's somewhere $15 million. I think it's between $15 and $16 million. When you add up those two, we have two eBay accounts.
Yeah.
That of completed sales.
We were the largest land seller mm-hmm. on eBay for several years. Mm-hmm. I met Meg Whitman. Yeah. You get invited to this thing called, I don't even remember what it's called, but when you're a high volume, high dollar seller like that, you get invited to this special group.
I wonder if they even do those anymore.
I'm sure they do.
Do they? Okay.
This is how I summarize eBay, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. eBay is a great cash flow mechanism. If you're short on cash and you own a bunch of property and you need to just, you know, blow it out and generate a ton of money quickly, it's awesome for that. If you want to maximize price and have no headaches at all, eBay's not the place for you. Take it away, Jill. Shortest episode ever.
Okay, that's it. No. Okay, so eBay then. I just wanted to talk about. eBay then was great. It was exciting. It was good. You know, back then they'd win and they'd pay and they were really happy to get the land. They would rush out and get their money orders, cashier's checks, mail them in. Cause I know when you started, it was before PayPal. And then I think for a brief while you could use PayPal back then for property, but then they shut that down. They said, you can't use PayPal for property. So we just, no big deal. You can wire me the money mm-hmm. or mail me a check. That's fine too. So we would do that. And everybody was really good and excited and happy. And it was a great, great thing. Well, it's changed now. And, back then I almost think it was a seller's paradise. And they really were supportive, I think, of the sellers. And unfortunately, I don't feel that. And it's kind of changed. We don't have the same, you can't call and get someone on the phone like you used to.
There's no customer service.
The customer service sadly has changed. And I don't know why. I don't know if they're focused on other things. But it's just... And our numbers have changed. So where we used to have 30 of them running at a time. That's right. Now I have one or two at a time. So
yeah, so here's how it works. I mean, eBay is an auction site, if you don't know what it is. You post real estate's just an afterthought there. It's typically a place to auction off like excess inventory or cars. They're very focused on cars because that's a huge revenue source for them. Mm-hmm. I learned this a lot of years ago. Cars are their main, eBay Motors is their main source of revenue.
That's really
so cool. Everything else is kind of just to drive traffic toward that.
But that was an afterthought too, wasn't it? Wasn't it, it was originally about, okay, because I remember eBay coming out, I heard people like, I bought this rug on eBay and things like that. Okay, there you go.
It was initially started by a guy to auction off Beanie Babies, which are like, I don't even know what they are. They're like little dolls or something, right?
You don't know what Beanie Babies are?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing.
What are they?
It's a really good thing. It's a little stuffed animal thing. You're going to look up. I'm going to get you a Beanie Baby.
Please don't.
Okay. It'll be for you to throw against the wall when you need to. That's what it's going to be.
That would be in the first minute of when I own it. So you auction stuff off. So our whole thing always has been, you know, you get the maps together, you get we branded ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. We get the maps together, you get the pictures, make it look really good, you inform the buyer, and we would do what's called a $1 no reserve auction. We would literally take like 40 acres, for example, and start the auction off at $1 and with no reserve. So whatever the high bid was, that's what they paid. Mm-hmm. If it was $5, that's what they paid. If it was $50,000, that's what they paid. And it worked great. You know, it worked great for years and years and years up to like, I don't know, 2009 or 10.
Right.
You know, from like 99 to, I mean, we had a great 10-year run there. And I'm not saying it's over at all. We still sell property there. It just doesn't generate, for whatever reason, it does not generate the prices that it used to.
Well, I think too, now there's other great sites out there.
I think so. I think
we have Bid for Assets, which is another thing. We have LandWatch. We have Land and Farm. We all have our own websites. Some people have even, I've seen on some real estate individuals doing their own auctions on their own websites and trying to make their own little excitement. I'm like, that's a good idea. I mean, who knows? Test it, try it. You know, so I've seen that. So eBay now, it's just basically, it's not my go-to place. I don't go there to maximize revenue. It's just not what it used to be. And it's just changed. And that's okay, because you know what? It is now, instead of being my number one way to sell property, it's one of my many ways to sell property. I have like seven things. I have my website. I have eBay. I have, you know, all those things that we just talked about. You know, I email my buyers. I mean, that's one avenue, all kinds of great things. So that's where we are. So what am I going to do with eBay in the future? For right now, I think there's still enough activity on eBay that you don't want to discount eBay. Don't want to kick them to the curb and not use them.
But that's right.
Use it in a different way. Use it as an advertising. So really, that's how I utilize eBay now and what I see in the future with us. I plan to always have at least one property, something up there. I think you had the ebook on there at one time too. I don't know if it's on there. You did. You might still have the ebook on eBay. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I think, and actually, I know we do.
It's just, it's a great advertising
that's
mechanism.
What it's for. So yeah, we've covered kind of what's bad about it. What's good about it is it's a great place to drive traffic to your website to sell property.
I don't want to say it's bad. It's just that it's changed.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you know what? If you can't roll with these changes, oh my gosh, you have to roll with the changes. And
we have, I'll tell a beautiful story. You know, we give away property with, a lot of times we give away property with our programs. We run a promotion, and then so it's very common that our members will get the free property and to recuperate a substantial portion of the cost of the programs, they will just liquidate the property on eBay. Mm-hmm. And there's several cases where people have purchased our program and gotten the received the free property, auctioned it off on eBay, and made more money than the program actually cost.
Well, that's the whole point of the property.
Doubled it.
Well, that's the whole point of the free property too, is to teach you how to do this. That's what they're doing.
Right.
When you buy a program, and if you get a free property, you already have something to use to test how do I make an ad? What do I make it look like? I'm learning how to make the photos. I'm doing it. So you have a free property kind of to practice on, if you will. And, oh, and by the way, it's a real property, so you get some money back from that. So it's really good.
Right.
So, so the future for me, for us and our company right now with eBay is advertising. I use that as a way, and I know that it happens. I know people find on eBay, they're looking at the property and they're like, huh, well, what is land stay? And then they go looking at the property. Yeah. And they might even find Land Academy from eBay. Right, you never know. But I think most people, they're looking to buy a property and then they want to be, you know, they might, then they're going to get to my website, which is going to be awesome here in the next several weeks. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And they're going to just come to my website and there's going to be more property for them to choose from. And it's going to be awesome. And they can, you know, buy it straight from me. So that's,
here's another thing that's great with eBay. And I've done this recently. You can buy property. This is what I used to do, and I've done it. I did it probably a couple times in 2015. You go on there, and you bid on some property, or you don't bid on it. You just watch the auction, and it ends. And then you know a certain percentage of the time. If it doesn't end for a lot, if it's mm-hmm. like, if you sit there and look at the screen and say, hey, well, heck, I would have paid that for that property.
Right.
You contact the seller, and you say, hey, if this the guy that won this auction doesn't pay you, you know, we know from experience, it's probably half the time now. They back out of the sale or some, it's a substantial
number. Going back up. I got to tell you, it's kind of funny.
Say, hey, if this guy doesn't show up for the, you know, to pay, I'll pay you. Mm-hmm. So it's already like the price has been negotiated already for mm-hmm. you. And if it's an acceptable one, and when I say acceptable, I mean knocking it out of the park, awesome, mm-hmm. cheap, then you just show up and pay anyway.
Exactly.
And, then what's great is you can eBay is a great place to buy property for cash and then resell it in a different venue on terms.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to go through the, you know, the whole thing of sending out mailers, and if you want to just absolutely not listen to Jill and I and wreck your real estate career, you can go on to eBay if you would just want to jumpstart the whole thing in addition to mailers, you can just go on eBay and pay, you know, $200 or $300 or $500 for a good property that you've already reviewed because they have the maps on there and sell it on terms.
Yep. Bingo.
So it's not all bad.
No, it's funny though.
It's a good tool.
I have some funny stories about eBay. Like
yeah,
one
give us
is
a good customer service
so
story.
Well, just like the first time one of our members, you know, it's a little scary when you're putting a property that you know is worth, you know, even a couple $1,000. You know, let's just say you have a property you know is worth $1,000. It's probably how it's going to end. But you're actually putting up on you're creating your listing and you're about to push the button to make it live on eBay for everybody to start bidding on. And you're putting it out there for 30 days, starting at 99 cents. And it's and it's funny because our members, they're like looking to us like, am I crazy? Are you really? I'm like, yes, do it, do it, do it. Push the button. Trust me, it's going to be fine. And it is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because even the day before, it always happens at the end.
The last hour of the auction is when it picks up all the steam.
Exactly. It's the funniest thing to sit and watch. I used to watch them because it was just kind of funny. You know, it's like, oh, whatever. But yeah, it's hilarious. To do that and to watch it, you know, and it won't have a lot of action for a while, but you're like, huh, there's 150 watchers and there's 6 bids. You know that they're waiting until right. Sunday when that thing ends and they're all going to go crazy at the end, which is really how it goes. And it's funny.
eBay is also a great, so if you've got 150 watchers, then that's 150 people mm-hmm. who are interested in buying land. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to also build up a list.
Good point.
You know, there's a lot of good things about eBay, and it gets knocked around a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Our members on Success Plan talk about it as if it's evil, and it, mm-mm. you know, it's just not. You can't bank on. Well, here's the pros and cons. You can literally, let's say you have 50 properties in your inventory, and you can sit there and look at a calendar and say, "I'm going to post one of these properties." It's very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I have 50 properties. I'm going to sell them all over the course of, let's say, 2 or 3 months. I'm looking at how much I'm going to make. You can almost predict how much it will sell for. And so you know what your bank balance is going to be. You can, you know, and you figure, I don't know, 50 to 80% of the people are going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And not every single time. You know what the fees are. So you can literally just look at a calendar and say, you know what, with this inventory, I am going to make. And who can say that with real estate? Because there's so many there can be so many unknowns about when property sells. Mm-hmm. You know, there's properties on the MLS that were there for years. They don't sell. True. So what you give up is maximizing price. But what you get is real consistent results.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like to look at it. There are people who cannot get over the fact that property, that maximizing price is not the most important thing in real estate. There are some individuals
yes.
that just have a mental thing about it. And I prefer to look at land, our product, like it's a widget being manufactured somewhere.
You have to think of it as a number. If you think of it any other way, you're not going to make it in this business. And that was another podcast. Seriously,
yeah.
that was a whole different podcast
yeah. you're not make
that we
it.
Did. You're not going to make it in this business if you're going to get hung up on, I know I can get mm-hmm. $2,995 for this property, and you're staring at an offer for you know,
$2,100 yeah.
or $1,999, and
right.
you bought it. By the way,
for a dollar,
you bought it for $800 or something. What? I don't know. I'm just throwing something
What's
out there.
What's your personal opinion on this? What? Why are people so many people?
It's the same reason
this.
You walk around going, oh, isn't that pretty? We should buy that. And I go, no,
what?
We should keep that.
Oh, you mean
keep
land?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, people get hung up on that. Okay. The point is, be realistic. A lot of little sales can add up to a lot of money.
Yeah.
And don't get hung up on one.
I'm in it for volume, man.
Right.
You know, there's always, you know what I think the root of it is? People, once they buy into the fact that there's going to be another acquisition next week, I think they think like, oh my gosh, I got this property so cheap. I need to maximize how much money I make on it because I don't know when the next one's going to come in.
Right.
And you and I are years past the fact that, I mean, I can tell you with a tremendous amount of confidence that we're going to buy a lot of property next mm-hmm. week.
Well, you know, it's just like anyone that's ever sold at their home. We all know that the first offer, we've all made this mistake where you pass on an offer. Well, not all of us, but many people have. Where you pass on an offer and you go, oh, shucks, I should have taken that offer. Who mm-hmm. knew? I hung out, just like you just said, I hung out to maximize revenue. And guess what? It didn't pan out. Because sometimes it doesn't always go that
yeah.
way. Take the money and run.
Maybe we're natural, just natural deal people. I've been, in the past, I've been accused of being addicted to making deals.
That's 100% true.
in an unhealthy way.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'll give you this, too. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. No, I'm joking. But yeah, you do.
eBay is a great tool.
Yeah, it is great. No, and that's the thing. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other. I've had some funny, you meet some interesting people on eBay. Whew. I tell you, I don't know if you remember this one time. There was a guy, he bought a property and I can't remember what happened, but there was some situation where we goofed and to make the guy happy, I did the equivalent of refunding, you know, whatever it was for our little goof. I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was a tax thing that we had it wrong and I fixed it and made it right. And it was the funniest thing is this kind of a guy that I said, Hey, Mike or whatever his name was. And you know what? I actually threw in an extra $10. So your, you know, next two beers are on me.
Like
and
a $10 bill?
Total, like $10, a refund, an extra $10. Because he was just that kind of a weird, you know, kind of a funny, good old boy. Just to, because I wanted to make sure my customer was very happy. And
right.
it was a little simple thing. It was $10. And I really said that, you know, your next two beers are on me. And he thought that was the greatest thing ever. And it was so darn funny. And we just laughed about it. And it was good. So you just meet some interesting, interesting characters, you know.
Yeah. eBay is the clientele, in my opinion, on eBay is just a huge group of severe bargain hunters.
Oh.
You know,
they're good.
I just think that's the customer base.
No, and that's okay. That's a good thing.
Like, you know, Amazon, you know, that those are convenience shoppers.
That's true.
I'll pay a little bit more for convenience. Mm-hmm. You know, drop it off at your house.
Right. But yeah, that was really funny. I'm trying to think of some other funny stories. I've had, so interesting. People and just people excited. The excitement about the properties in a really good, healthy way. No. You're selling on eBay often to the end user.
Right.
There
right.
are wholesalers,
yeah, that's right.
but you're often selling to the end user. And, like one of our top things that goes so fast is anything with any mobile home lot. Great place. The mobile home shoppers are often on eBay looking for a parcel where they can put their mobile home or whatever, you know, their, you know, movable yeah. home in whatever way. And goodness, they, it's, you can bog yourself down. You got to be careful because you could be bogged down. So one of my tips is put every last detail that you know and have about your property in your eBay listing to save yourself from getting 18,000 questions about access or, you know, the yeah, water you know, situation
our
or
next,
something
our next
like that.
Podcast is this topic. It's what you're talking about.
Oh, is it?
It's
okay.
It's about, you know, customer service. And while it's important, mm-hmm. I think that more often than not, I see around our office more and more too much of it. You know, we had for, and I'll leave the whole topic.
What?
I'll leave the whole topic for the next episode, well, but.
I hear you.
You know, I think there's. Well,
it
I'm
is.
Gonna leave it for the next episode.
Leave it for the next one, but I hear you. So, but yeah, so that's my eBay advice. Put everything you've got
excited.
In there and tell them everything I know is in there.
People get excited about buying property, yeah. and they should. It's not like buying a, you know, dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of them are they're buying their dream.
They are.
Know?
They got to feel it. They need to. The end user who's buying your property, they feel their way through it, and they are often wanting to go. One, that's another nice thing about the 30-day auction. I know some of our buyers that have actually taken a trip out,
yeah.
to see the property,
yeah, sure. as it should be,
before they bid on
I
it.
I love buyers
because
that do that.
They want to go out there and stand yeah. on it and make sure that oh yeah, that is the view, you know, kind of thing.
I've always looked at eBay as it tremendously takes a lot of the work out. A lot of the traditional way is you post a property somewhere for sale and then, you know, you attract buyers and they call and they ask a lot of questions. And, you know, that's how the whole real estate agent thing started because you want to hire somebody. You don't want to deal with that. You want to hire somebody to handle all that stuff for you. eBay takes all of that out of it.
It's true.
You know, yeah. Do you get some weirdos? But I think you just get weirdos on everything.
Oh now. Gosh. Every business.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not immune to it here just because every business.
So, yeah, I mean, here's a couple of technical pointers before we wrap it up. We only sell property on eBay that where the auction, a 30-day auction, mm-hmm. and where it ends on Sunday, which is their hottest sales day, because everybody's at home horsing around on the internet, at around dinner time. And that you know, there's 3-day auctions and 7-day auctions and all that stuff in between, but you really want to get the maximum advertising benefit. 30 days is great. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more expensive, but not very much.
Yeah, it's,
and use a posting tool called Octiva, which is free.
Octiva. You don't need to do that now. You know, we used Octiva because we couldn't schedule it. You can schedule it now with an eBay.
Well, you know, you can schedule it. Thank you. But, you know, what I like about Octiva is it saves a template in there. So you can just repost it. And maybe eBay has grown up a little bit and you can do it now.
It has grown up a little bit.
That's how far removed
I am. It has moved ahead.
That's how far removed I am from my own company.
It's a good thing. We can do that now. We can? Yes, we can. That's okay. I do that all the time too, Steven. You know that. Jill, you don't have to do it this way. Really? All the time. This is why we work well together. You have your area. I have my area. I kind of don't know what really goes on in your area and vice versa. So that's good.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. I know we get pounded by certain members. They're so frustrated with...
With eBay?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
really?
It's just, yeah, because it's you run a 30-day auction. This is why. You run a 30-day auction. And it picks up enough steam so that you're like, you start to count the money and then they don't pay. So non-paying bidders.
That happens.
You have to budget for non-paying bidders. I should have said that right in the front of the show.
That happens. You get back all but the insertion fee. You just don't get back the
$50. So it doesn't cost you anyway. It's just disappointing.
$50. You're out $50. You just have to plan for that.
And like you've said a million times, if that's all it takes to discourage you from how profitable this is,
it's true.
Then maybe you should go do something else for a living.
True. So
actually, I say it more than you.
You do. No.
Did
well,
we miss
that's
anything?
What's that?
Do we miss on anything? Because eBay is so important.
No, I think we covered. we covered enough here. We cover it often in other arenas. Mm-hmm. So
I'm surprised that, you know, I'm surprised that eBay is a great business model for eBay itself. Mm-hmm. I'm really surprised there isn't, like, and maybe there is, some other type of auction site that hasn't picked up the track. I'm surprised that there's not a competitor, a direct, not so much for land, but just for auctioning stuff.
Yeah, you know, you hear of little things coming and going, yeah. But I haven't heard of anything like a real direct make an eBay nervous about it competition.
I was talking about, because we used to go to these things that we get invited to because we're a high volume seller, and I was talking to a person that worked there, and she said that eBay is known in the among employees as being kind of a stepping stone thing. Where you get out of school and maybe you have an IT degree.
Oh, that's a good thing.
You work at eBay for like 6 months because they don't pay very well. And it's like,
really?
Yeah. Or maybe that was just her take. I don't know.
Oh. Interesting.
Then you move on somewhere.
Good.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.